This question is from GT. On various media, I've heard you state that President Carter deregulated. And the question is why? Why would Jimmy Carter deregulate? Explicitly because he was collectivist. So why would a collectivist like Jimmy Carter do this? And I think Jimmy Carter did it because he was, for two reasons. The economy was a disaster. This was the late 70s. Jimmy Carter came into office in January of 1977, left office in 81. This was a period of stagflation. Inflation was high. The economy stagnated. Unemployment was very, very high. And he had some decent economists working for him. So Jimmy Carter was, while being a collectivist, there was trouble in the land. There were problems, and he was looking for solutions. And he was also not the smartest or the most principled person in the world. And when his economist said to him, look, one of the ways in which we can have a positive impact on the economy, if not in the short run, then certainly in the long run, is deregulation, I think he just went with it. I don't think he had a particular strong view on the matter. I don't think he had a strong view about economics, one way or the other. I think he was kind of a centrist, pragmatic, not very smart president, and who got moved by the economists of his day. And you have to remember that by the late 70s, Keynesian economics had been discredited. Many economists had been influenced by people like Milton Friedman. Many of the economists Jimmy Carter even brought in were people who were influenced by some of the free market writers. I think because of Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged's prevalence in the culture over the previous, 20 years, I think there was a respect being gained for capitalism slowly. Capitalism was becoming less and less of a dirty word. And there were people who were willing to propose and willing to fight for deregulation. And there were major, major deregulation bills. Jimmy Carter lowered taxes and capital gains. The trucking industry, rates on trucking were deregulated. It used to be the government determined all those. Airfares. It used to be the government dictated airfares. To raise the airfare, you had to get a bureaucrat's permission. So the airlines were deregulated. Again, none of these industries were completely deregulated. They just less regulations. The brokerage industry had already been deregulated earlier in the 70s under, I think, Gerald Ford. But there was some other financial deregulation in the later 1970s, particularly in the investment banking industry. So there were some really positive moves that Jimmy Carter made that Ronald Reagan benefited from. Very little benefit happened during Jimmy Carter's presidency. It happened later on. And Reagan continued the trend towards deregulation, although it was never complete and it was never as thorough as it should have been.